Many of us have been wondering about whether people are still reading newspapers, or whether the newer media has taken over completely. Newspapers used to be the most influential and reliable news medium around, but is that still the case? Actually, newspapers are surviving and doing all right. They are progressing to a new era of embracing innovations and digital engagement. The key to their relative well-being may be that the winners of the race are those who provide easy access to reliable and irrefutable information. In the world of media, that information is paramount, and access to it is supremely empowering. But this refers only to information that is reliable and does not need cover-up tales or multiple apologies. We have all seen television channels apologizing for reports on news that never happened, and finding some online stories to be nothing but hoaxes. Newspapers are also integrating technological innovations to amplify their content distribution and outreach. The distribution process now relies both on virtual and physical presence. Today, more than half of the world's population turns to a newspaper for credible information. This means that 2.2 billion people read a newspaper in the print format, and another 600 million in the digital form. And the figure would rise remarkably if Sunday and weekly newspapers were also included in the count, according to the World Association of Newspapers and News Publishers. Thomas Jacob, the Chief Operating Officer of the World Association of Newspapers and News Publishers, a man who is in the know when it comes to global media trends, has shared the information that global circulations have actually risen since 2007. He says that Asia has seen the fastest growth in newspaper circulation, with China and India leading from the front. Per head of population, Norway, Finland, Sweden, Switzerland, and Austria remain the world's most popular newspaper markets, although Asian markets are quickly catching up. Hong Kong, for example, attracts investors who believe there is still an opportunity in printed newspapers. China and India are teeming with a market potential of unprecedented numbers. Asia is increasingly emerging as the epicenter of the newspaper industry growth. In the Western world, the situation, admittedly, is not that bright. Since the downward trend started in 2007, newspaper circulations fell most heavily in the five-year period to 2012, and some newspapers are still struggling to bounce back. What can we predict for the future? Well, according to Jacobs and the World Press Trends figures, circulation revenue still accounts for nearly 50% of global newspaper revenues, which is a positive trend to note. And since the circulation of a newspaper depends principally on its core content, it is extremely important for publishers to continue investing in the content while they focus on their digital ambitions and leverage the brand of their print products into the digital realm. This view is supported by Comscore statistics, which reveal that over 40% of the global digital audience reads a newspaper online. On the other hand, despite global growth patterns, the newspaper industry has suffered a sharp decline in advertising revenues, stemming from the fact that e-innovations and news reading apps have cut a dent in the readership of newspapers. For example, Le Monde has reported that the reading times of e-reader applications are as high as that of printed newspapers. And in America, 53% of tablet users consume news on their tablets daily. 3 out of 10 tablet users say they spend more time reading news on their tablets than they did before purchasing the tablet. Most of the digitized news, however, still relies on the content created by the parent newspaper or organization. Despite newspapers proactively incorporating cutting-edge technology and user-friendly models for online content, the main issue is still the content itself. Making online content more accessible by paywall, freemium, or even giving it free helps circulation by keeping the audience engaged as long as online issues provide reliable content. To end my talk, I will quote Thomas Jacob's opinion once more. He points out that transforming from a monomedia to multimedia, multi-channel, and multi-platform approach is no longer good enough. Newspapers have to make the strategic transformation into a smart media company that understands its customers and creates a portfolio of products that will, in turn, address the changing needs of the customers.